con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91 445 5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. Infórmate sobre nuestros campamentos de verano en el teléfono 91-133-5832.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio. Welcome to the salad. One, two, three, I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I said one, got the salad. Two, got the blues. Three, to get ready, got holes in my shoes. I got the salad blues, baby. The salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. It's salad time.
That's right, welcome to the salad once again, una vez más, once again. Now, what do we have on the show for you? Well, of course, we have salad news bits, news from around the world, a news item for you. Of course, very interesting news items. We try and, you know, choose the cool stuff, the interesting things. And what else do we have? We also have funky phrasal verbs. Yes, now that's the part of the program where we teach you that phrasal verbs are your friends. We teach you to hug phrasal verbs. Give me a hug. That's right. So we have a couple of phrasal verbs for you. Now, with the same verb, normally, as if you're a regular salad listener, you'll know, we take a verb and have a look at a couple of different prepositions, which is our plan today with Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. So he'll be here to teach us a couple of phrasal verbs. I mean, this may be review for you. You may know these already. Okay. Now then, what else do we have? Well, let's begin the program with our customary conundrum. That's right. A little brain teaser for you. A bit of brain training. So let's have a look. Our conundrum today is, please don't give blank, blank, me. That's right. Please don't give blank, blank, me. That's our phrasal verb for today, salad listeners. What do you think? So it's a little bit tricky, maybe. I'm sure you know the phrasal verb, but the sentence in itself could be a little bit tricky. So it's a double whammy, two for one. You have to fill in two blank spaces. Please don't give blank, blank, me. Now then, that's all I'm going to say. We shall reveal the answer at the end of the program. So stay tuned for that. But right now, salad listeners, it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Here's our headline for today. Notting Hill Carnival. Fiesta off the streets for the second year. Oh, we could say the second year running, no? El segundo año consecutivo, that would sound even better. Let's improve this. Let's make this headline even better. Aún mejor. So, Notting Hill Carnival, fiesta off the streets for the second year, or the second year running. So everybody knows about the Notting Hill Carnival. Okay, so let's go over live to London to find out more about this. Of course, carnivals, it's been difficult to have carnivals recently. So let's go over live to London to find out more about this.
Dave, that's right. So, well, this year's Notting Hill Carnival will not take place on the streets, with organisers putting safety first.
Now, it's true. I mean, all over the world, of course, we have carnivals, fiestas, as we said. Now, people have been putting safety first, so it's not going to be on the streets this year. In Las Calles, on the streets.
Yes, that's right. So, well, the organisers say that they said that with time short for participants to prepare, along with the risk of cancellation, they had decided to represent the fiesta in other ways.
Ah, and they're calling it a fiesta. Oh. Yeah, because otherwise sometimes, you know, las fiestas del pueblo. I mean, you could say, I suppose, different ways you can say, sometimes you have a village fete, you know. In England, which is something similar. But it's more of a, you know, a party, the Notting Hill Carnival. A fiesta.
Yes, that's right, Dave. So the three-day street party has been held in West London since 1966, usually attracting about 2 million people. Now, last year, the first digital version of the event was hosted by radio presenters DJ Ace and Remel London. Now, it was streamed on four channels over the August bank holiday weekend. Now, the organizer's statement said, and I quote this so in inverted commas here, "Everyone involved in the event desperately wants a return to the road and to the streets where the carnival belongs, but safety has to come first. And with the latest cautious announcement on the government's roadmap, this is the only way to ensure that."
Yes, it's true, because the government is being cautious again. So it's probably the best way to ensure that, because it takes a long time to prepare, and there's also a risk of cancellation. So it's not going on the streets.
Now, the organizers said, and I'm reading this for you, so it's a quote, "In making this decision, we have considered responsibilities to deliver a safe, spectacular, successful and sustainable carnival. Now, going forward, we will be working with carnivalists towards the greatest ever Notting Hill Carnival for 2022. And obviously, this decision follows the government's extension of COVID restrictions in English. So I think it had hoped to remove all legal limits on social contact, you know, from the 21st of June. Now, that's been put back until the 19th of July. So, yeah, that's had a big influence in this decision. So the Notting Hill Carnival, the fiesta is off the streets for the second year. So here from Notting Hill, London, back to the studio, Dave.
Right, the second consecutive year running, we can say there'll be no Notting Hill Carnival on the streets. It makes sense, you know, because, you know, the British government has extended the COVID restrictions, okay? And also, they're planning to have a huge celebration in 2022, so that makes sense. The biggest and greatest Notting Hill Carnival ever. But that'll be next year, Salad listeners. So you heard it here. Well, safety first, of course. You heard it here on Salad News Bits.
Phrasal verbs.
That's right. Welcome to Funky Phrasal Verbs. Indeed. Now, this is the part of the program where we focus on phrasal verbs, of course, and show you and teach you to love phrasal verbs. Show you that phrasal verbs are your friends. With the help, of course, of Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. So he's here to show some love for phrasal verbs. Alan's right here. What phrasal verbs do you have for us today, Alan?
Right, okay, Dave. Yes, let me see. Yes, I would like to work with two phrasal verbs. Fall.
Fall. Okay, caer or caerse, to fall. Now, first of all, let's just review how we conjugate this verb, because people always forget. It's an irregular verb, fall, fell, fallen. So sometimes people confuse fall with feel. Feel, felt, felt, etc. So fall, fell, fallen. So you'll need to know that when you're interacting with us here, okay? So don't make a silly mistake conjugating the verb. That's the first thing. Now, first point we'd like to make. So what are our phrasal verbs today?
Right, okay, yes. First of all, to fall in, or it could be fall into, if you like. Caer dentro de algo.
Ah, so to fall in, caer dentro. That makes sense. Easy, yes, salad listeners? Okay. Or fall in or into. Okay, he fell in the box, or he fell into. Okay. So caer dentro de algo. You fall in or you fall into. Something that makes sense. Fall, caer, in. En. Okay, so caerse en o dentro de. Okay, so caerse o oh, no, caer dentro de algo, whatever. We'll have a look at some examples in a minute to practice. Okay, that makes sense. So far, so good. What's our next phrasal verb?
Right, okay. To fall out or to fall out of.
To fall out or to fall out of. What does it mean?
Caer fuera de algo, caerse el pelo y los dientes, o dejar de hacer un hábito.
Ah, so we have fall in or into, we saw, was caer dentro de algo. To fall out of, caer fuera de algo. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. Now then, it can also be in caerse el pelo o los dientes. Your teeth or your hair fall out. Okay. O dejar de hacer un hábito. You're thinking, what? Well, don't worry. You know, we'll learn in context with examples. Okay. Does that make sense so far? What do you think? Because our next step is to practice with these phrasal verbs to put you to the test. Ponernos a prueba. Are you ready? So let's have a look. Let's practice with these. So Alan's prepared some examples for us. All we have to do is translate these into perfect English using the right phrasal verb to fall in or to fall out. Okay. That's all. Are you ready? Good, because this is Funky Phrasal Verbs. Now, so this is the interactive part of the program. Interact with us. Translate these in perfect English. If you can, say them loud and proud. Let's go. Let's have our first example.
Caíste en coma y despertaste 10 meses más tarde.
Wow. Imagine if someone says that to you. Ah, so... Caíste en coma. You fell into a coma, to fall into a coma, we say. Y despertaste 10 meses más tarde. And you woke up 10 months later. So you fell into a coma and you woke up 10 months later. So to fall in makes sense. The same as in Spanish in this case. So you can get interactive English. Next example, please.
No entiendo cómo el conejo pudo caerse por la ventana.
Pobrecito. Poor thing, we say, by the way. Pobrecito, poor thing. Pobre cosa. I don't understand how the rabbit could fall out of the window. Okay. Now, this was just, you know, the window goes straight to the garden. Okay. It's a ground floor, so nothing happened to the rabbit. Okay. No rabbits were injured in the making of this program. Okay. So I don't understand how the rabbit could fall out of the window, but maybe it fell out into the garden and escaped, you see. The rabbit escaped. It's now running wild. Okay, good. Let's have another example. Are you ready? So to fall in this case, to fall into a coma or to fall out of a window, for example. Let's have another one.
¿Qué harías si cayeras en arenas movedizas?
Now, arenas movedizas, we say quicksand. Como arena rápida in English, literally quicksand. So it's second conditional. What would you do? So the second conditional is would plus infinitive plus simple past. So what would you do if you fell into quicksand? What would you do if you fell into quicksand? That's right, salad listeners. Okay, good. So far, so good. Let's keep going. Okay, keep practicing.
¿Cómo pudo caerse de mi maleta el joyero?
El joyero. What do you think, salad listeners? So, how could the jewel box, we say una caja de joyas, a jewel box, how could the jewel box fall out of my suitcase? Because it's in, so it falls out. Does that make sense? I think you can visualize the preposition. So how could the jewel box fall out of my suitcase? Okay, let's keep going.
¿Qué le ocurre a un gato cuando cae en el agua?
We'll just say what happens, shall we? What happens to a cat when it falls into water? I suppose when it falls in water or falls into water. What happens to a cat when it falls into water? Good question. Yeah, as far as I know, cats don't like water. What do you think, salad listeners? They're not very good swimmers. I don't think they are, but, you know, I'm not an expert on these things. So what happens to a cat when it falls into water? Good. Let's have another one.
¿Qué recomendarías para que dejara de caérseme el pelo?
¿Qué recomendarías? So what would you recommend que dejara, let's say, to stop, okay, my hair falling out, because it's stop plus gerund, okay? So what would you recommend to stop my hair falling out, because your hair can fall out, okay? Your hair is in your head, okay? And it falls out. Good. There are shampoos, treatments, different things that you can use. So to fall in and to fall out on Funky Phrasal Verbs.
Okay, here's another one. Are you ready? El oso no puede escapar. Cayó en la trampa que habían puesto unos cazadores.
Well, so the bear can't escape. Let's have a look. Cayó en la trampa. Let's say it fell into a trap some hunters had set. So you set a trap. Fijar una trampa, we say. To set a trap. So the bear can't escape. It fell into a trap some hunters had set. It's pretty high level.
High level!
Let's have another example.
Por fin él dejó el hábito de llamarme en mitad de la noche.
So he finally fell out of the habit of calling me in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night. That's right. So he finally fell out of the habit of calling me in the middle of the night. So to fall out of the habit of doing something. So we're going to add an of and a gerund here. Just to make it a little bit more complicated. A little bit more high level.
High level.
Let's have another example, please.
Right, okay. ¿Viste al conejo caer al pozo?
El pobre conejo. The poor rabbit. So, did you see the rabbit fall into the well? Un pozo is a well. In this case, it was a very superficial well. It wasn't very deep. Okay. A non-deep well. So nothing happened to the rabbit. Okay. Did you see the rabbit fall into the well? Okay. So you fall in. It makes sense. Okay. Let's keep going here, salad listeners.
Deben de haberse me caído las llaves del bolsillo.
Ah. My keys must have fallen out of my pocket. My keys must have fallen out of my pocket. They're in your pocket. They fall out. Okay, we have two examples left.
¿Qué le recomendarías hacer a la gente que cae en la depresión cuando se están acabando sus vacaciones?
Good question. So what would you recommend people who fall into a depression when their holidays are coming to an end? We could say are finishing, if you like, but are coming to an end. Okay. Or when their holidays are over, if you like. Well, that's when they're actually finished, but when they're coming to an end. So what would you recommend people, what would you recommend people do? What would you recommend people do who fall into depression when their holidays are coming to an end? I suppose you could also say, what would you recommend people who fall into a depression do? You could put the do there as well, if you like. When their holidays are coming to an end. That's definitely high level.
High level!
With phrasal verbs too. Okay. So to recommend someone, they fall into a depression. We have one example left. Let's go.
The last one. ¿No acabas de ver algo caerse de ese helicóptero?
¿No acabas de ver algo caerse de ese helicóptero? What do you think? Well, didn't you? ¿No acabas de ver? Didn't you just see something fall out of that helicopter? Didn't you just see something fall out of that helicopter? Okay. I suppose you couldn't you just see something falling out of that helicopter? You could also say that, salad listeners, okay? Excellent stuff. So we've seen to fall in or into, caer dentro de algo, or to fall out of, caer fuera de algo, caerse el pelo o los dientes, o dejar de hacer un hábito. That's right.
Yes, so we've covered all of those today, so very useful phrasal verbs. So I'll see you next time, Dave. Ta-ta.
Thank you very much, Alan. These have been Funky Phrasal Verbs. Now then, salad listeners, yes, we hope you enjoyed those funky phrasal verbs, to fall in and to fall out. So if you can visualize the preposition, which you can in this case, makes it much easier to use them, okay? And they're quite similar to Spanish in this case, which also makes it much easier to get into your active English, which is what it's all about. Now, just to finish off the program today, we have our conundrum, which was, please don't give blank, blank, me. What do you think? Please don't give up on me. That's right. So to give up on someone, you know, if you don't think someone can do anything, you give up on them all. Por perdido, something like that. You give up on someone. So, you know, someone, you know, you think someone can never accomplish anything, you don't trust them anymore, you give up on them. Okay? So please don't give up on me, a double whammy to give up on someone. That's right, salad listeners. Please don't give up on me. We won't, of course. Okay, you should never give up on anyone, you know? So anyway, salad listeners, Thanks for listening today. It's been great to have you on the program. So remember, The Salad is here every day on Vaughan Radio at 7:30 p.m. Also, you can listen to the podcast on iBox or eBox, as you say. So you can go there and all the programs are on there. I mean, there's the new fresh content, but you have loads from years back as well to go through if you like. So you can just go to iBox, you can search Vaughan or The Salad if you want to, and you can, you know, listen to the podcasts also. Okay, that's all we have time for, Salad listeners. So we'll see you next time on The Salad.
Sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en grupovaughan.com. Haz clic en curso online en grupovaughan.com.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833. Si tienes hijos entre 4 y 14 años y vives en Madrid, esto te interesa. Este año vuelven los Urban Camps. En los Urban Camps, tus hijos hablarán inglés durante todo el día, sin dar una sola hora de aburridas clases. Aprenderán con juegos y talleres diseñados por nuestro equipo de profesores Vaughan. Cada día con un tema distinto. Crazy Science, un viaje espacial, artes escénicas. Y mientras ellos aprenden inglés divirtiéndose, vosotros, papás y mamás,